Well, as I was leaving home tonight, my wife was there and she was busy doing some other things, and she says, "Well, good luck with your homily tonight." I said, "Don't worry about it. I'm not going to make any friends tonight." But anyways, I'm not aware of a single reading from the Bible or a single gospel that has that is read out during Mass that does not point to a single theme to help get us to the everlasting life of heaven. All these readings and traditions handed down to us by the apostles and disciples of the past are collected into the Mass in one fashion or another. So if we explain the Mass in detail, we can cover the highlights of all the readings and give to you, to the very best of our ability, a foundation to the very principles that Jesus wants us to do to inherit the everlasting life of heaven. As Father Paul said last weekend, we are on a series of teaching homilies for the next several weeks, implemented by the Archdiocese of Edmonton. My homily is on the introduction rites of the Mass. There's lots to cover, so let's get started. So the age-old question is, how late can you come to Mass before you have missed Mass? Well, officially, there isn't an official time set to answer that. But there are very strong suggestions that can indicate when we should be there. Perhaps there never was a point of reference as when you're late for Mass, because it was assumed that people would automatically attend the whole Mass and not just part of it. I personally believe we should be getting ready for Mass right after last Sunday's Mass, because we should be working hard to keep ourselves in communion with God and the Catholic Church all week long, including going to confession if need be, to make sure we're in proper state to receive communion next weekend. Then, the day of the Mass, we should dress appropriately for Mass. After all, we've been invited to dine with the King of Kings. How would we present ourselves if we had a personal invite with our most favorite celebrity in the world? And Jesus is beyond that. He is out of this world. It tells us in the Bible about a person that showed up for a banquet and wasn't dressed appropriately, and he was thrown out. Next is leaving home. Our leaving home is an important part of celebrating Mass. First, we should be of a mind set to partake in the Mass in a calm and collected manner. We should leave home not intending to get to Mass when it starts, no, but to get to Mass before it starts. Lombardi was a famous football coach, and he said, "If you get to practice 5 minutes early, you're already 10 minutes late." We should arrive at church in time to be seated and collect ourselves with a few prayers before the procession starts. The presiding priest should be the last person to enter into the church, and the Mass is over when he has left. Mass is not over until the priest proceeds to the back of the church. We should not be coming to church with the goal of being the first person at the corner where the light is, just down Boundary Road. Mass is not the beginning of a rally race. What would definitely mean you are not in the mindset that you should be in when you attend Mass? The entrance procession and the song unites the baptized and begins the celebration. If you're late getting to church, you have already missed that. Sign of the cross, a sign made before baptism. It is a way of entering into sacred space and time. We are not swatting flies. We are crossing ourselves in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are entering into a relationship with the Trinity. And again, If you're late getting to church, you have missed out on that too. It doesn't mean anything to you. If it doesn't mean anything to you, then we should work at rekindling the very desire to be close to God again. Next is the greeting from the priest. The celebrant greets the gathered people in words from Scripture. For a fact, more than 50% of everything the celebrant says during Mass has been lifted from the Holy Scriptures. And the remainder is from tradition, from our elders long ago. This is one more thing that sets the course for a rewarding encounter with Jesus Christ and the rest of the Mass. Then we move on to the penitential act, a time to recall sins and place trust in God's mercy. This is not like confession because there is no absolution afterwards. We are not doing a public confession of our sins in front of everyone else, like they used to do long ago, thank goodness. This is a moment when we admit to God that we know we are sinners. Often this includes the Kyrie Eleison, a Greek phrase that means, Lord, have mercy. Although this is an important part of the beginning of Mass, it does not replace reconciliation, as a few people have told me it does. The Gloria, a hymn of praise of God that is sung or said on Sunday and important feast days. It begins with, Glory to God in the highest. This is an opportunity to praise God in a public format. Praising God in private certainly is good and necessary, but so is public adoration and praise of God, also important. The church, with a small c, as is the building, is very important for being a gathering place for all God's children. But participating in prayer and praise among Jesus' church, the people, with the big C, is extremely important. As we've been told, every one of us is one of the living stones of Jesus' living church. So the more stones that are missing, well, you get the idea. Next comes the collect prayer, the concluding prayer that gathers the prayers of all into one. The introductory rites prepare the faithful to enter into the two main parts of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist. Greek was the main language that the Mass was originally said in. Around 500 AD, it was translated into Latin and then translated into many other languages. The Kyrie, the only part of the Mass that is still in its original language, Greek. During some of these prayers, the priest will be standing and he will put his hands out like this, with his palms upright. This is called the Orans position. Only the presiding priest does that. Co-celebrating priests have the option of doing that also, but no one else should do it. The deacons can only take that position in the absence of a priest. When the priest is in that position, if you look over, you will see the deacons and the altar servers with their hands clasped together. The priest is praying with blessed hands to God or to the saints on our behalf. When the priest puts on his vestments, he remains a priest, but takes on the figure of Jesus for the Mass. So because Jesus is present in the Eucharist and symbolized by the priest, we should maintain the respect of such an important figure in our presence, to be in place and ready for Mass before procession even starts. On occasion, everyone can run into obstacles that can delay us from arriving on time. But when it becomes chronic, we should make changes in our routine to be here on Lombardy time. When we live a Catholic Christian life, we will respect the presence of everyone else that has already arrived, and we will be disturbing them by coming in after procession has started. If you're 5 minutes early, you're already 10 minutes late. God bless.